Hello everybody and welcome to the Good Morning Europe show. I'm your host Les Hall, and this is a new format we're trying here on electromusic.com. It's a morning show format, and I'm just recording now. We're in the pre-show, and I'm getting ready to put us out on the main channel. That's gonna take a little bit of doing. Let me see, I'm checking the streaming radio port information page. And there I am, recording but not broadcasting. So bear with me a moment, folks. I'm trying to get to the right web page. Why don't I play a little bit of music while I do this?
With Aaron Ross.
everybody, and welcome. Sound check, test 1, 2, 3. Let me crank up my vocals. Welcome to the Good Morning Europe show here on electromusic.com. I'm your host, Les Hall, also known as Inventor on the Forum. And I have been up all night. It is now 2 a.m. in America on the East Coast. I'm in Florida, right north of Miami in a little town called Hollywood. Hollywood, Florida. Where the weather is beautiful and we're having a wonderful Christmas Eve morning here today. So this show is coming from America to Europe as a morning show. It's about 7:15 in Europe right now. So good morning, everybody. And this is a free format show. I'm just going to talk and play some music and see if people catch on to the format. We have our only listener right now is my buddy Shane, the radio master of electromusic.com, Shane Morris. And Shane is in the chat room. And I have Vicky, the voice of my eMac computer, pronouncing everything that Shane types into the chat room, or anyone else who happens to show up. So if you hear a female voice interrupting, that's Vicky. All right.
Listens.
There she was. Shane is listening. But I know there'll be plenty of people who listen to the recording, so no problem that we have only one listener at the moment. We've been keeping a steady stream of 3 to 5 listeners to our playlist, so that's a nice improvement over our initial playlists. And tonight on electromusic.com, we had a little impromptu session on the Boolean sequencer.
Radio. Stream. Bitrate less than 128 kbps listeners. One listeners.
It's just you listening, Shane. That's okay. This is our first show. People will start tuning in if we make it entertaining. So, what's going on? Later in the show, I have a rant. I'm going to get to that rant. But first, I want to talk about some Christmas spirit. And holiday spirit, that is. And something nice that happened to me this week. You see, I used to work for this company that makes medical devices. And I own some stock in the company. So I'm a shareholder. And I'm also a inventor on some of the patents that they applied for and received from 10 years ago when I used to work for the company. And they send me out periodic patent royalty checks once a year. And I already got my patent royalty check for the year. Well, long story short, they sent me another one for Christmas for $1,000. That was just a wonderful gesture on their part. And I feel really good about it. Because I had a $400 car repair this month. And last month I had an $800 car repair. So it comes at a good time. And what I'm going to do with half of the money is upgrade my studio. I'm going to get a real microphone on a real microphone stand with a shock mount. And audio interface. What's it called? Lexicon Omega audio interface with a Korg Nano Control so that I can do audio routing And I can have live guests on my show. Not just live guests who are here in the room with me, I can do that too. But I'll also be able to have live guests come into the Ventrilo chat room that we have and participate in real time on the show, which is a new capability we have here at electromusic.com. So, good news on that. And the rest I'm gonna save and pay off debts, and the car still doesn't run, so I'm gonna put a little bit into the car and see if I can get it fixed. Long saga on that one. Well, why don't we listen to a lively song to wake us up? This song is just 1 minute and 13 seconds long. It's a short little song, but it's a perky one. It's by Ben Zimmerman, and it's called It's Your Birthday All the Time. This is the show Good Morning Europe. Oh, let me adjust my volume. I had to turn it down for that song. That song was quite loud. This show is called Good Morning Europe. It's 7:20 in the morning in many parts of Europe. Perhaps 8:20 in the morning in Germany and the Netherlands. 7:20 in England, France, Portugal, Spain, Italy, places like that. We have a number of people at electromusic.com from England, from the Netherlands. So, good morning to any one of you who might happen to be listening to the recording, if it is morning there. And let's see. Oh, I was going to get to a rant. I'm going to rant today a little bit. Now, we have a PG-rated show, so there won't be any cursing going on or any profanity or anything like that. But there will be ranting. We do some healthy ranting and schmooze on the forum at electromusic.com. And I have a doozy of a rant. It's a rant about Apple computers. Now, before I get started on this, I do want to mention to you that I am very happy with the quality of the Apple computer that I own. And it's been an excellent tool for me for the past 5 years. And Apple makes really good hardware and software if you can afford all the costs involved. So, I'm not knocking Apple. It's just a different choice. But the rant is that Apple practices a policy called planned obsolescence. This was done on American cars in the 1970s. I once owned a Ford Pinto, and it had a plastic timing gear. It didn't have a timing belt, it had a timing gear, and they purposely made the teeth out of plastic so it would fail at 40,000 miles and need to be replaced. And they were doing all this sorts of thing, making purposely cheap parts in a lot of different companies and models of American cars. And you know what Americans did? They said, I'm not going to buy your American cars anymore. I'm going to buy a Japanese car or a European car or some other car. And pretty soon, everybody stopped participating in planned obsolescence because they lost a bunch of sales once people figured it out. Well, that's a long story short. Basically, Apple is doing the same thing. What they do is about every 18 months or so, they come out with a new operating system disk. And this operating system disk costs $129. I hear the last one was $60, but they have been running at $129 for several years now. And what happens is, it's not just an operating system upgrade or a new operating system, or I don't know what you want to call it, because it basically has the same look and feel and functionality of the older operating system. It just has more features. And as far as I know, that might be an untrue statement, but I think it's accurate. Anyway, if you do not upgrade your operating system, which I cannot do, then you find your computer slowly going obsolete. You can no longer run new software that's become available. All sorts of interesting programs that you could run before, if you download the new version, you'll find that it won't install. And this kind of starts to put a damper on your entire computing experience, because you're slowly slipping behind and having less and less software to choose from to accomplish the things you want to accomplish. And Apple has done this in such a way that they've even designed their products not to work with older versions of their operating systems intentionally. For example, my mother has a 5-year-old Apple PowerBook, Apple Notebook. And about 2 years ago, when the notebook was only 3 years old, my sister got an iPod for Christmas. So she immediately wanted to share the music that my mom had on her computer, on her iTunes collection, with herself on the iPod. So she tried to connect it up, and lo and behold, the iPod did not interface to an Apple computer, because the Apple computer was 3 years old and it didn't have an upgraded operating system. So basically what happened is, Apple designed their hardware to make their older computers obsolete. So, and it's ironic, because the iPod worked with the PC just fine, but it wouldn't work with the Apple computer. So, that's some incompatibility issues there. And also, in addition to the planned obsolescence, Apple has what I call a policy of charging rent. Basically, this operating system disk coming out every 18 months at a price of $129 amounts to a $7 per month rent that you have to pay to Apple in order to keep your computer from going obsolete. And what amazes me is that people take this stuff. They just buy the upgrade disks, or they never upgrade their computers, and they, I don't know, I guess a lot of people don't try new software or something, because there's got to be a lot of obsolete Macs out there. Anyway, that's the end of my rant. I just wanted to talk about that. Maybe do something a little controversial, a little bit on the morning show, the Good Morning Europe show, from America to Europe. Now, why don't we play a song? Well, our listener today is Shane Morris, so let's play a song that Shane Morris created. Here we go.
Yes. Cool, thanks for playing a track of mine, Les. Talk about NY. Also, http://www.electro-music.com/forum/viewtopic.php?d=38870.
We are back. Welcome, Europe, to the Good Morning Europe from America to Europe show here on electromusic.com. I'm your host, Les Hall, also known as Inventor on the Forum. And the voice that you heard while we were listening to Shane's music was Vicky, the computer-generated female voice of my computer, pronouncing what Shane typed into the chat room. And I was asking Shane, what should I talk about next? And he said, why don't we talk about upcoming performances on electromusic.com radio? We have two events coming up very soon. One of them, I just found out about just now, Shane just linked me up. It's called A Winter's Dream, An Evening of Ambient Music 2. This will be a live streaming concert at radio.electromusic.com, and it will be simultaneously broadcast, or in other words, simulcast, on stillstream.com. Every time that happens, we get hundreds of listeners. Whenever we do a simulcast with Stillstream, we get like 100 listeners for us, and another couple hundred for Stillstream, and they're all listening to the following people: Mark Mahoney, Michael Peck, Tange, Edison Rex, Antimon, and MyStar. All performers that we know and love well here at electromusic.com. And this event will be Saturday, January 30th, 2010. It will begin broadcasting at 2100 GMT and will last until 300 GMT. And GMT is the time it is in England, I believe, if I'm starting to catch on to this GMT stuff. It's been very confusing to me the past several months. 10 months we've been doing this internet radio stuff. And so 2100 is 3 hours from midnight, 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock p.m. in England when this begins. And it will last until 3 o'clock in the morning in England. So that's the schedule. And that'll be a winter's dream. Okay. Now let's talk about the other performance. Here it is. Sooner than the one we just discussed is our New Year's Eve 2010 performance. This will be a very long concert. It's going to be 24 hours long. And it will begin on the 31st of December 2009 and last through the 1st of January 2010. 24 hours of live electromusic, 30 acts, 3 continents, 8 countries. So we have people from all over the world participating. It begins at noon in England, 1200 GMT, and lasts until noon the next day at 1200 GMT. So, quite a lineup. My performance is at 6:30 a.m. on January 1st in England, and that'll be 1:30 a.m. my time here, shortly after our midnight celebration. I certainly plan to be celebrating that night. And I'll tell you what I have prepared for the show. It's going to be very interesting. I told you that I was buying new studio hardware. So I'll have a real microphone. And the audio interface that I'm buying, the Lexicon Omega, comes with special software for performing reverb in different sizes of concert halls and so forth. It has 32 presets of quite a number of sliders. It had like 7 or 9 sliders on it. Room size and other parameters like that. And I wouldn't be surprised if they had a cathedral, or if I could make a cathedral preset for my performance. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the Bible in Latin while chanting like a monk. In fact, why don't I do a little bit of that right now without the reverb? I don't happen to have any reverb conveniently available at this time, but this is Genesis chapter 1 in Latin. In principio creavit Deus caelum et terram. Terra autem erat inani et vacua, et tenebrae erant super faciem abyssi. Et spiritus Dei ferebrator super aquas. and so on like that. That was the first two verses of Genesis in Latin, sung like a monk. Something different with a little space music in the background or something like that. That'll be pretty cool. And the other things I'm going to do is play some music. I'm going to play a song called Rescue Mission. And another song called Christian Man, making fun of some Christian beliefs. Part of my winning laptop battle performance at Electric Music 2009. Performance with Howard Moskowitz at the end of the festival. Was a great time and got some nice applause and a good reaction from the audience. So, cool on that. And I thought I would read some lyrics too. I've got a whole hour to fill, so plenty of fun stuff. Now, this New Year's Eve 2010 event has so many performers, I'm not going to read them all to you. But I see names from Stillstream. I see names from the chat room of people who have not broadcast before, so there is some entirely new talent. We're going to begin things with a live MIDI chat room jam in which the text that we type in the chat room creates music in the form of MIDI on the G2 machines of Jan Punter, our very own Blue Hell. So that's going to be a 2-hour start to the whole show. And we have, why don't I go ahead and read them? There's not too many. At 1400, we have Tange, followed by Hagen, Epicyclus, Orchard. Polo Santos, then our very own Shane Morris, Muid Lumens from electromusic.com, Blue Hell is going to play a noodle. I think he's preparing a noodle for it. My Star of Stillstream will be here. Antimon of EM is here. Edison Rex, who was recently made a admin of the Electro Music site for all his dedicated work in keeping things running and so forth. We have, after that, Music Man, also known as Dr. Steve, who will be doing a new performance this time. Mr. Cold, I just talked to Mr. Cold tonight. He was in the chat room, and he was working on building Boolean sequencer music in pure data for his performance. So he's doing some really cool new stuff. Acoustic Interloper, Dale, will be with us, and he likes to play the banjo. Although he might be doing his Scrabble program, which plays chords of music. It makes songs out of a Scrabble game, which is really cool. I had a chance to try that out at Electro Music 2009 last October. So that was nice. Modulator ESP Jez, who really gets around and does a lot of performances, paid gigs and stuff. Kevin Kissinger, who is a master of the theremin. I don't know if he's going to perform his theremin work, but if you listen to nothing else and he does his theremin, which he probably will, then you must hear this performance. I saw the man perform at Electro Music 2009, and it was, without a doubt, the most elegant, most professional, classical performance of the whole show. Very well done. At least when I saw the show. I saw about a third of all the performances. FKY, who is from, I believe, China, or certainly somewhere in Asia, will be on at 0:30 London time GMT. Mark Mahoney is up next, then Michael Peck, Richard Lainhart of Mark Mahoney and Michael Peck are of Stillstream, I believe. Or Mark Mahoney might be of Electro Music, I think. I'm not sure. I think he is. Don't know the guy real well. Richard Lainhart, who I met and had a conversation with at Electro Music 2009 Festival. He is a very intelligent person with a lot of very thoughtful insight into the performance rig that he has put together. And I was explaining the Boolean sequencer to him, and he not only understood it right away, but started giving me ideas about it, things I hadn't thought of trying and stuff like that. So, sharp guy. Expect some good music. After that, we have quite a lineup starting at 3 o'clock in the morning GMT with State Machine and his friends. State Machine is our very own Bill Manganiello, who works on hardware projects. He has the Soldering Musician Show on the first and third Tuesday of the month here at electromusic.com radio. And some of his friends are Kid vs. Chemical, who performs after him, Neo Rev with the hit song Oh No that everybody likes, and lots of other great songs too. And Kid Sputnik, who is quite a talented performer. I saw him perform at Electro Music 2009. I keep saying that, but there was so much going on there. I met so many people, it was great. Neo Rev performed there too, and Kid vs. Chemical, I think, showed up. All of them were there. After that, at 6:30 in the morning GMT, 1:30 in the morning Eastern Standard Time, will be myself, Inventor, doing what I told you I was going to do. Then we have Emerald Adrift of Stillstream.com, Klangumsetzer. I'm not too familiar with that performer. Actually, I don't know him at all, or her. I don't know who that is. Inquisitor Betrayer, I don't know either. And then Boyar, the band of OCP, who has a net label that several of us have released albums on. I released two albums, and they've gotten something like 500 downloads each, so people are enjoying the music through the net label that OCP of the band Boyar has put together, and they will be closing out the show with a final 2-hour performance. So, once again, New Year's Eve 2010, an event not to be missed. Tune in anytime during the hours of noon GMT December 31st to noon GMT January 1st, 2010. For 24 hours of live electro music, 30 acts, 3 continents, 8 countries. Okay, I've got to visit the little host room, and you're probably sick of hearing me talk. So I'm going to play a song. This is a song called Al Kadim by our very own Andy Sharp. I believe he was playing a Dungeons & Dragons game called Al Kadim with his buddies when he thought up this song years ago, 6 years ago or something like that. He said was the last time he made music. And he's got 3 fantastic songs that I enjoy, and this is one of them. Here we go with Al Kadim. Thank you. And we are back. Welcome to the Good Morning Europe show from America to Europe with Love on electromusic.com. I just checked and we now have two listeners. Our own Shane is listening. And somebody new, some anonymous person is listening to us. Welcome to the very first Good Morning Europe show, whoever you may be, listener. I have no way of knowing who you are unless you come into the chat room and say hi. So enjoy the show. It's a talk show, a variety show. I'm playing a little music and I'm talking about things to recap the content of the show so far. We had a little introductory conversation talking about some good news from Santa Claus, some holiday cheer and spirit being spread around. And then I did a little rant with my personal vendetta against Apple Computer for planned obsolescence and charging rent. A little controversial rant there. My apologies to anyone who loves the Apple, because Apple is a good system, but there are some problems with it. So, then we talked about two upcoming events. Our winter solstice event, which will be January 30th, and also the New Year's Eve event, which will begin December 31st at noon GMT and end January 1st, 2010 at noon GMT. And that's going to be a 24-hour performance. So we talked about all that stuff. And what I wanted to talk to you about next is something that's on the front page of electromusic.com. Two things, actually. First, we're going to talk about the streaming radio schedule that we have every week, our regularly scheduled shows. And then I want to talk about some of the products that are available in the store. I know, that's almost like doing a commercial, and this is commercial-free radio. But this is how we support our site, by selling some products, some CDs, some circuit boards, some software. And this enables us to continue running and bringing you free radio and all kind of stuff like that. So we do want to get to talking a little bit about products. But first, let's talk about our weekly shows. On Monday, from 2200 to 2400 GMT, we have Edison's Electronic Review with Edison Rex. Our very own Paul Harriman, Edison Rex, has a collection of interviews and performances from Electro Music 2009 Festival in October at Star Lake Camp in New Jersey. We had a magical time up there. And there's so much friendship and love and camaraderie and all the good stuff that happens. It certainly was a good time. And Paul broadcast the entire event. He had a marathon radio session. And he did interviews with people, and he recorded all the music, and now he's got tons of material for doing his Edison's Electronic Review. So, it's a really good show, and I recommend you listen to it. On Tuesdays, only the first and third Tuesday of each month, from 2200 to 2300 GMT, we have Inventor's Inventions with Les Hall. That's me, yours truly, also known as Inventor on the forum. And we've had three of these Inventor's Invention shows so far. I have featured my own inventions, the CarPlus Strong Board for 2 weeks, and then we covered the Boolean Sequencer Board and the Echuck Lunetta board in the last week's show. It's a very technical show. It's purposely set up for electronic music hobbyists who have at least some understanding of electronics. And I've so far talked about my own stuff, but I'm hoping the January 5th show to be able to talk, to do some interviews with some of the people who were instrumental in the development of the clay sequencer. So, yay for the clay. And we'll see if I can get that set up by January 5th. If not, I'll do a review of the material presented so far. Okay, moving down the list. Immediately following Inventor's Inventions on Tuesdays, 1st and 3rd of each month, from 2300 to 0100 GMT and sometimes over, we have The Soldering Musician with State Machine. Our very own Bill Manganiello, who's a wonderful person. He mails out free CDs and free chips to anyone who happens to ask him for one or two. He does parts kitting for the clay sequencer hardware project. He's doing parts kitting for another thing. I think it's called the appendage, which is a ribbon controller interface for creating music very expressively. And Bill likes to play high energy music, and he goes out into the community, the New York scene, and he meets all these aspiring young performers who are doing shows for crowds, making chip music and high energy music and all kinds of fascinating stuff. Sometimes it's really powerful, this music. It's almost like a good old-fashioned rock and roll song. It has such intensity to it. And Bill himself is a tremendously powerful performer. I saw his performance at Electro Music 2009, and it was really very good. He's got quite a setup, too, with fancy equipment and stuff. Okay. Next up, on Wednesdays, from 2300 to 0100 GMT, we have Jez or Rob's Adventures in Sound with Jez Creek or Rob Soul. And Jez Creek is, and Rob are both in England, and they are very interesting, experimental, and fairly diverse performers. Jez does a lot of space music kind of stuff, and Rob does some of that, and he does some more intense kind of things. Some experimental stuff, like taking a painting and encoding it with a sequencer to make music out of the painting. I did that one week. I thought it was amazing. So, good stuff from Rob. And the joke is we can get him to do some speed polka once in a while. Now, then, we have the last three shows are our Friday night lineup. On Fridays, from every Friday, except Christmas Day, from 2100 to 2300 GMT, we will have Edison's Ephemera with Edison Rex, who plays the keyboards. He has some fancy keyboards with all kinds of programming capabilities and stuff. And he's quite the keyboardist, I gather. And he also has a clay sequencer that he built himself that he plays a lot. And he has a software clay now that has been written. And he played that on his most recent show. He does a full 2 hours every week. I don't know how he does it. Does his planning at the last minute. Because he's a polished professional, he used to be a professional musician, so I guess that's why he can do that stuff. But I have to tease our very own Edison Rex, because he likes to play birds on his show, and he likes to play rain on his show. But the joke I haven't teased Edison Rex with yet is, do you really think birds sing in the rain? Oh, that was a low blow. That was mean. I shouldn't have said that. But Shane informs me that he did get a recording of birds singing in the rain. So they do actually do that, just not generally in a thunderstorm. But in a light rain, they'll all sing in the trees. So maybe it's not quite so anachronistic as I might think. Anyway, Paul's show is great. It's a great warm-up. It gathers in the crowd, and it starts our Friday evenings off. So, okay, two more shows to talk about on Friday following Edison's Ephemera with Edison Rex.
From Singing in the Trees.
Shane said Singing in the Trees in the chat room. Yeah. The birds were in the trees all singing in the rain.
Kind of early, isn't it?
Good morning, Paul. I see Edison at work is here. I'm on main, Paul. I just typed into the chat room. Doing good morning, Europe. From America, with okay. Love, and Vicky is on, if you don't mind. Gotta tell Paul he's on the radio somehow. Okay.
Can't say as it matters to me.
Okay, cool. All right.
Radio.
Oh, let's listen to this.
Stream bitrate less than 128 kbps listeners. One listeners.
Oh, one listener. Only Shane is listening. We lost our only listener. I don't know if this talk show format is going to work out, but I'll keep up with it for a little while here. And we'll see if it's any good radio or not. We've been on for an hour.
You're done.
Typing in the chat room there, folks. Okay, to get back to where we were. On Fridays, our second show of the Friday night lineup is the Les Hall Show with Les Hall. That's me.
Sure, whatever.
Good timing there, Paul. And I do a variety of different shows. It's something different every week. Last week, we did a live interview with Howard Moskowitz, our founder of ElectroMusic.com, the guy who runs the show, and it's gotten out of his control, according to him. It's grown so much, and there's so many people involved in all the different aspects of keeping this machine rolling that it's gotten out of his hands, but he was there at the beginning starting everything, so. And he still plays a major role. So it was great to interview him and hear about the early days and talk about his career and his music and stuff like that. So that was a good show. Prior to that, we did some musical shows where I just played music and introduced it some. And before that, we did some insane shows. I titled them The Insane Show, and we did crazy things like looping using the internet itself as the delay line, and multiple people on the show, and all kind of crazy stuff going on. Plus, sometimes we do the game show on the Les Hall Show, in which people guess at the music, and we assign award points for them guessing different things like the title or what the hardware or software was used to create the instrument or who the author is and stuff, to create the music or who the author is and stuff. So, we have the Les Hall Show. And then, to close out our week, we have 1 hour plus of Spaceport 09 with Shane Morris. It's our final Friday show from 0100 GMT to 100 GMT. And that is our very own Shane Morris, who is our radio master. He doesn't know what Radio Master means. He just knows it describes him. And he's been instrumental in lots of positive advancements at electromusic.com, as well as organizes musical events, our quarterly streaming concerts at every solstice, our New Year's Eve event, and periodic special concert shows that he puts on. The last one was really good. It was a space music show. And the next one is on January 30th, as I mentioned a while ago. And it's going to be more good space music from some well-known characters around here. Okay, I'm going to play a little music, and then we're going to talk about some electromusic.com products. So why don't I go over to my music directory? Here's a song called Conspiracy that I created myself. It starts off with a confusing medley of voices, which are the four separate sequential tracks of the song that gets played after the melody is over, or the maelstrom is over. Anyway, here's the song. Give it a listen.
Next to the scene talks about me reacting to my project words and the radio choice my song designed to send me middle to remote project. My psychiatrist will plan to make me one day paranoid schizophrenia. Outside my window, there's no way out of this plan. As a light on its own, they barely don't work as a Easter egg do affect. They have profiles and gossip rumors. Soon the spies have reached destruction. And they, as I sleep, take more bad news of them. They record my descent. Invisible enemies spying on me. Invisible enemies are a big conspiracy. It's all a big conspiracy. That they'll use to bring me down. They'll use all this against my
drive
me mad. It's all a big conspiracy. Invisible enemies spying on me. It's all a big conspiracy.
Bruce Knight Homeland wants to use the net for a while. You'll be listening now. Okay, miss. The show.
Conspiracy against me. It's all a sneaky scheme. They watch and listen to me with microphones and video for information they will use against me politically. Sneaking outside my window, peering in and coordinating with the other on the web who's hacked his way inside. Phone tapping so illegal, phone freaking is their way. A phrase overheard in public, taken out of context and repeated. Call from a survey company, getting personal, it's their method, to extract the information that they'll use to bring it down. Invisible enemies spying on me, it's all a big conspiracy. Students listening at my door, co-workers reading my documents, bosses following my car around, little techno
spies.
They learned my every detail for use against my reputation. Whispered words with bad intention, overheard in a coffee shop. Christians with their gossip network, good intentions gone astray. When they have no bad news of me, they'll make some up instead. Pretty soon my every motion, every action, every word is a point of some contention in the most perennial world. They'll use all this against me and plot to drive me mad. Invisible enemies spying on me. It's all a big conspiracy. Learning to push my buttons, they act with glee to wreak destruction. Words from my private files, spoken to me the next day. All a plan to make me wonder, and eventually get me paranoid. Now the plan has a life of its own, a rolling snowball gathering strength. They have profiles, gossip, rumors, sharing reports and audio files. And
as I sink into madness, they record my descent with joy. Invisible enemies spying on me. It's all a big conspiracy. Next, the TV talks about me, reacting to my private words, and the radio chooses songs designed to send me messages. My psychiatrist won't believe me. Paranoid schizophrenia, says he. There's no way out of this dark nightmare. God won't help me. Prayers don't work. The police won't do a thing. And I cannot help myself. Soon the spies have wreaked destruction, and they've driven me stone cold mad. Invisible enemies spying on me. It's all a big conspiracy. And we're back. Welcome back to the show. Good morning, Europe, live from America. From America with love. We have a wonderful Christmas Eve day here this morning at 3:14 in the morning on the east coast of the United States of America. It's 8:14 in the morning in Europe. And in many parts of Europe. So, we're doing a little European morning show. It's a new format here on electricmusic.com. And I was going to talk to you about some of the products that are offered at electricmusic.com. Not really in way of a commercial, not trying to get you to buy anything. I'm just mentioning what's available in case it happens to pique your interest. We have 9 products listed on the front page, and there are several other, many other products available in the store. The first one is the Ambiophonic DSP, which is a piece of software. I believe it's a VST plugin. So whatever your VST host, Winamp, if you use that to play your music collection, or whatever VST host you happen to use. The Ambiophonic processor, Ambiophonic DSP processing software, gives you an enhanced spatialization of the music. When you have normal, ordinary stereo separated at 60 degrees or whatever they do, spreading the speakers out really wide, you don't just hear the left speaker in your left ear and the right speaker in your right ear. You hear the left speaker delayed as the sound travels around your head and goes into your right ear. And you hear the right speaker delayed as the sound travels around your head and goes into your left ear. This delay is very short because it happens over a few inches at the speed of sound, but it is significant enough to cause an effect called comb filtering, which is highly undesirable. And this is normal, ordinary stereo that we all know and love and are accustomed to. We just don't realize that we're getting a distorted sound because of the way we do it. Well, with Ambiophonics, you locate your left and right speakers very close together. Not right next to each other, but at about 20 degrees or 30 degrees instead of 60 degrees. So you put them kind of in front of you near the center. A good rule of thumb is to hold your fist out with your thumb extended at arm's length, and your speakers should line up with that distance from the center. Whatever. But this product is a software product for $50 that gives you the Ambiophonic enhancement, which improves spatialization when the speakers are arranged in that physical way. It comes with a bunch of presets and several knobs that you can control the various parameters of the algorithm with. And it's an experimental algorithm that's been tested and tried in many different situations and different runes and known to work now. And it's really good quality stuff. So if you would like to listen to music with ambiophonic enhancement, that's a new software product that we're offering at electromusic.com that you might enjoy. And we have a CD from Stephen Lance called Green Hole for $12. I'll just read the CDs off because I'm not too familiar with them. A CD from Nickmas, Ambisonic Picnic for $12. A CD from Parallel Worlds called Shade for $16.95. Circuit Board I'll get to in a minute. A CD, Sans Palma, Glasses of Liquid for $12. CD from Bill Harrington called Nuclear Menace for $12. A CD from David Westling called Burn Crab Hat Band for $10. And it's a comical photograph on the cover of that CD. He's wearing a tinfoil hat with an antenna. So, and we have Made a Droid Future Punk EP for $5.99. Good bargain there. Also listed on the front page is the Mega Percussive Synthesizer Circuit Board for $26. I'm going to read the description of that now, or at least part of it. Sorry for that little click. That was my poor little Emacs CPU having too much to do. Let's see here. The Mega Percussive Synthesizer is an extremely versatile percussion noise module designed by Thomas Henry. The MPS consists of three separate tunable oscillators, a ring modulator, a noise generator, a voltage-controlled resonant filter with two selectable responses, low pass or band pass, three VCAs, and a mixer section for mixing these elements together to fine-tune a very realistic percussive sound. Wow, that's nice. The MPS utilizes a dedicated VCO for generating the impact portion of a percussive voice. This method imparts a surprising level of realism to any voice programmed by the MPS. In addition to its main function as a percussive voice generator, the MPS can be used as an exotic noise sound generator by switching its VCAs open and using its internal oscillators and noise generators to generate any number of exotic sounds and effects. More information about the Thomas Henry MPS can be found here. So, this product was added to our catalog on Thursday, 6 November 2008. So, very nice circuit board there. And I won't bore you with any more products, but I just want to call your attention to the fact that we do have products. We have free radio, we have a free forum, we have events which are very low in cost, and we have some products to help keep to grease the wheels of the machine and keep it rolling, put fuel in the tank and so forth. So have a look if you're interested in stuff like that. Okay. I'm going to close out the show now. I'm going to play a little music and switch myself off, and we'll be going back to Edison Rex's playlist. He has a playlist, and he put it together, and I interrupted it with my show here, so I'm going to get back to his playlist. What song am I going to play? Well, it's a morning show. Let's play some wake-up music. How about a song by Strobe? I better turn the volume down before I crank this song up. Strobe is very energetic music. Here we go.
RadioElectroMusic.com.